And once again, another edition of the lunch special.
Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is
And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. And we're going to find out who that was in just a second. But I want to introduce you to Lieutenant Rich Sinfio from the Department of Public Safety here at Stanford, otherwise known as the Cop Shop down the street. Rich, welcome to KZSU.
Thank you, Bert, for having me.
Thank you. And you've brought a wonderful collection of music today, and it all pertains to your work here in the Department of Public Safety. And why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself to the folks.
Sure. Rich Sinfio, lieutenant with the Stanford University Department of Public Safety. I've been here now for a little over 2 months, and what an exciting opportunity for me to come out and continue to get to know people.
Sure thing. And that was Queen with Bicycle Race, and there's a reason why you brought that song, isn't there?
Yes, there is, Bird. You know, in my 2 months here, I've really come to learn that bicycles and bicycle safety play an important part here at the university. I've learned that 15,000 bicycles are on campus daily. Think about that. That's quite a significant number.
Sure is.
It's the second highest bicycle commute rate in the state, second only to Davis University. And, you know, the Stanford University Department of Public Safety prides itself on, you know, outreach and safety and prevention. We recover over 2,000 bicycles a year that are abandoned, lost, or stolen. And this past year in 2009, we experienced, unfortunately, 49 bicycle-related accidents on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue our efforts to try to bring that number down to zero, if at all possible. In addition, if you do receive a citation on campus while riding your bicycle, you can simply have that citation dismissed by attending a free 1-hour class.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can learn about bicycle safety. And, you know, just a few last points because it's so important, Bert. Only 35% of riders wear a helmet on a regular basis, and yet one in five riders ride during darkness. About 30% will take no extra precautions while riding at night. And that's a real safety issue. You know, in 2005 in this country, 784 riders were killed in this country. 684 of those were male, and 48% occurred at night. So according to a New England Journal of Medicine study, there is an 80% decrease in the chance of head injury when wearing a helmet. So I'm here today to tell you, Bert, that I'm encouraging everybody when they're operating their bicycle to wear a helmet and increase their safety.
Rich Sinfio is our guest for the hour. And wouldn't you know it, when the cops show up, there's an emergency alert. Did you guys bring it with you or what?
No, we did not bring it with
us. Okay,
we're
going to play the next song. And why don't you introduce the song, and then we're going to find out what this emergency, this official emergency alert is.
Okay, well, the next song is The Beatles, John Lennon composition, Happiness is a Warm Gun.
All right.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. Acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Almost 20 years I've been at the stage. That was just a test, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing wrong. But when we get an emergency alert and we get told we have to air it, we air it. And Rich Sinfio, the emergency preparedness officer for the Department of Public Safety here at Stanford, I'm glad you were here the first time I ever got one of these. Rich, do you have anything to add to that? It was just a test. They just said it as a test.
Well, it's good news. It's a test, and the system's working well. So how appropriate that it happens today.
And we're also required at the radio station here to send one of these every week. A different DJ gets picked. It's a random crapshoot how it happens. It ends up on our log.
Okay.
And we push the same little red button, and then you hear the signal, and it says, no, it's just a test, and
Oh, it's good to know.
Yeah, and it's good to have you here while something like that comes in. Happiness is a Warm Gun. I know you wanted to talk about that.
Well, it's one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's a John Lennon composition. It's also been widely misunderstood. If you recall, a couple of years ago, a movie came out, Across the Universe, and they played this song during the movie, and it had a drug reference connotation to it. And in fact, when the White Album came out, which this song was on, many people thought that it had to do with heroin injection. In reality, what had happened with this song is John Lennon had saw a magazine cover, and it said, "Happiness is a Warm Gun," and he thought, how ironic that a warm gun means that it's just been fired and perhaps killed something.
Oh.
So in reality, it was an anti-gun song.
He was being sarcastic.
He was, yes. And it put his own little spin on it because he was a creative genius. And the thing to remember here at Stanford is that, number one, firearms are not allowed on campus. At no time, unless you're a law enforcement officer employed by the Stanford University Department of Public Safety, are you allowed to possess a firearm on campus. Can't happen. And I just want to talk about firearm safety for a minute, Bert. In 1997, for example, statistics showed that there were over 32,000 gun-related deaths in this country during that year. Now, you may say, hey, I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to carry a gun. I'm not going to carry a gun during a crime. However, 33% of those deaths were caused by accidental discharge.
Really?
That's right. And so you have to be very, very careful. As a law enforcement officer over the years, I have responded on more than one occasion to an accidental discharge. Some of them were fatal. It is a very gut-wrenching, sad, heartbreaking situation for the family and the emergency personnel that have to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So we must have good gun safety. No guns here at campus. And something else, Stanford has also been designated as a state fish and game preserve. Now, I didn't learn that until today, so I don't know how many people out there in the audience know that. But this is official game preserve, and when you have a game preserve, you cannot have firearms.
Now, why would Stanford be constituted a game preserve, though? Lake Lagunitas?
It's just the lake. It's the wetlands, the birds, and the animals that frequent. I know that we have coyotes, and in fact, I believe up in the hills we have some mountain lions. So because of that and the fish and the other game, it is designated as a game preserve.
Rich Sinfio is our guest for the hour, Lieutenant Rich Sinfio from the Department of Public Safety, otherwise known as the Cop Shop here at Stanford.
That's right.
That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's a good thing.
Cool. And, Rich, you brought up an amazing collection of music. What's up next?
One of my favorites, you know, Sammy Hagar. A lot of people remember them with Van Halen. Remember him with Van Halen. However, back in the day when I was younger, he actually started with Montrose, Ronnie Montrose on guitar.
Yeah.
One of my favorite groups. But after he left Montrose, one of Sammy's big hits was I Can't Drive 55.
Let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
We got the cops in the house today, so don't be driving over 55. Ritz Sinfio, the Emergency Preparedness, Community Outreach, and Special Projects Lieutenant from the Department of Public Safety. Why can't people drive 55? Why can't Sammy Hagar drive 55?
Well, when Sammy Hagar first came out with this song in the early 80s, that was the speed limit. That's changed a little bit in the state since then. But it provides a perfect opportunity, Bird, to talk about speed on campus. The speed limit anywhere at Stanford is 25 miles an hour, and it's important to remember that. But you also have to keep in mind the conditions can change. You have weather, you can have lighting, pedestrians. We've already talked about a lot of bicycle traffic on campus as well, too. Just so you know, and so the people out there know, in 2009, the police department issued 54 speeding tickets. You wouldn't think that we'd be able to do that. You think that the conditions would be more conducive to lower speeds, but in reality, we have issued 54 tickets. And you know, in the country as a whole, in 2008, there were over 37,000 vehicle-related deaths in this country. There has been some drop since then, but because of that, the cost to society, besides the heartache, is $23 billion. So, you know, especially in these tough economic times, safety can lead to a cost savings. Out of that, 30% of these fatalities were because of speeding. And what happens is the vehicle becomes an extension of who we are. If we're in a hurry, the vehicle's in a hurry. If we're under duress, the operation of the vehicle can be under duress. And so it's something that we always have to remember, that we get behind the wheel of a vehicle, we must be safe at all times.
Yeah, but these kids on campus, one thing I noticed, because I drive here too, tend to not really respect stop signs the way they should. Not all of them, but I don't see... do you guys notice that?
Yes, and we do a variety of education outreach to get that message across, to stop at stop signs. Again, a bicycle becomes an extension of the person. So yeah. If they're in a hurry, they don't want to start up that pedal again, they want to keep going. And we have to be aware, it is better to be late than not get there at all.
And I think a lot of bike riders, not just students, have the feeling that they're exempt from stop signs. For what reason, I don't know, because... hey, cars got to stop there, right?
That's a very interesting point, Bert. In fact, bicycles do have to stop. And do you realize that if you're intoxicated and you're riding a bicycle, that that's considered drunk driving?
Really?
That's a misdemeanor violation. You could be arrested for drunk driving.
Remember that, kids. What do we got up next, Rich?
Well, one of my favorite songs, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people talk about the Johnny Cash version of Hurt as being the saddest song that they ever heard, but I feel it's Tom Waits on the Nickel. And this song talks about a homeless shelter in Los Angeles. If you notice, the melody has a nursery rhyme to it, and Tom Waits really paints a vivid picture. And the reason why this is important, we need to take care of our children. We need to be a good role model for them, and we always have to be in a position to help the homeless. There are some homeless in the area. There are alternative resources. There are ways to get people in need help. Now, they have to want to help themselves. Mm-hmm. But there are resources out there available to them. And if you listen to this song, it really brings it home. To me, it's a very sad song. Pay attention to the lyrics.
Sticks and stones will break my bones. Always will be true. And when your mom is dead and gone, I'll sing this lullaby just for you. So what becomes of all the little boys who never comb their hair, lying up all around the block on the Nickel over there. So better break pocket. So hole in the pail. If you don't get my letter, then you'll know that I'm in jail. What becomes of all the little boys who never say their prayers, sleeping like a baby on the nickel over there. If you choose upon a star, find out where the scarecrow sits, just like punchlines between the cars. I know a place where a royal flush never beat a pair. Thomas Jefferson's on the nickel over there. Ring round a rosy, sleeping in the rain. You're always late for supper. Man, you let me down again. I thought I heard a mockingbird. Roosevelt knows well. I can skip the line with greed, a duck on the nickel.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Francis Alberts, and I guess you can probably depict from that song the nationality of my guest today.
That's right.
Rich Sinfio, Lieutenant Rich Sinfio. You're not Italian, are you?
Of course I am.
Ergo the Frank Sinatra.
That's right. I played that for all my Italian friends and family out there, in particular my dad, Dick Sinfio, up in Montana. And love Sinatra. We were talking during the songbird about how when I was an officer in San Carlos, I quote-unquote snuck in to a Frank Sinatra concert on under the guise of a security check and got to see him sing at the Circle Star. So it was quite fun. I also visited where Sinatra is buried, and that's in Palm Springs. And a little bit of trivia there, The Best Is Yet to Come. Love that song. Love his phrasing in it and the way he sings it. And that is also inscribed on his tombstone, The Best Is Yet to Come.
Really?
Yes, I thought how appropriate.
Well, good for Frank. Lieutenant Rich Sinfio. From the Department of Public Safety here at Stanford, came over from 29 years at the San Carlos Police Department. And we were talking off mic, and you covered almost every area in there, huh? From detective right on down to beat officer?
Yes, worked detectives, worked the street, was a sergeant, and retired out after 14 years as a commander. It was a wonderful experience. I love the community there, and I'm also very thankful to be here at Stanford. It's a great time.
Yeah, wonderful place, isn't it? You were born in Oakland, raised in San Bruno. You went to Cressmore High School, attended San Jose State, and studied criminology. You've also been, you attended the West Point Leadership Program in 1997. You attended the FBI National Academy in 2004. And I guess those were done during the years that you were in San Carlos as an officer, right?
That's correct.
Speak a little bit about your work in law enforcement. It's been all local right here in the peninsula. And How did it change or help your outlook on you know, society and how people are and how we react and how we act and all that? How did it shape you as a person?
Well, you know, the business has changed over the years. When I started in 1981, it was just basically how many tickets did you write and how many arrests have you made? And I've seen it grow.
It's still not like that?
But, to some degree it is, but what's more important now is partnerships, community outreach, emergency preparedness, working with people in the community. And Stanford's no different. It's a city in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity to develop relationships, to work together, to increase safety, quality of life in the community, reporting of crime, getting people help and resources. That's the biggest change I've seen over the years. And of course, nothing's ever the same. No 2 days are the same. And you never know what's around the corner. And you always need to be prepared. You always need to be professional and ready to take care of business.
Would it be best if officers who worked in certain locales were able to live in that locale too?
That always helps. It maintains a connection with the community. The difficulty, especially in the Bay Area, is the cost of housing.
Yeah.
While law enforcement pays you a good wage, oftentimes it's not enough to pay for what a home costs in the Bay Area. So mm-hmm. at times you will have officers commute in from 2 or 3 hours out. That does put a strain on them and the family, and also hurts interaction with the community as well too. But there's things with alternative schedules that we try to do and to try to maintain that connection, and having fine programs like this here today to have us come on.
Oh, thank you. Rich Sinfio, our guest for the hour from the Department of Public Safety here at Stanford. And just a little bit about your work. You're in special projects, community outreach, and emergency preparedness. That's quite a full plate.
It is a full plate. And but you know, I got to tell you, thank you to Chief Wilson for allowing me to come out here today and giving me the responsibility that she is giving me.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that are important to me. They're my passion. Emergency preparedness is critical, so we can save lives and get help to people who need it. All we have to do is look at what recently happened in Haiti, for example.
Yeah.
So to be in a position in this country to help people should something like that happen, hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, we'll be prepared and ready to go.
Rich, we got plenty more music to go, and you brought some great picks, and these are getting kind of some of your personal bests. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, up next is Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. A couple personal reasons for that. I sang that song with my daughter, Christina, as she was growing up, because she is a brown-eyed girl. And I also learned that there's a local a cappella group here at Stanford called the Mendicants, and it's their theme song. And also this song was sung at Jennifer Westerlin's memorial service. Jennifer was legal counsel here and had passed away. And so I think that there may be some people in the listening audience that this song will strike a happy note with them as well.
All right. Here's Van.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping, and you, brown eyed girl. We'll be right back.
hanking up. Don't stop the hanking up, man. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis action, gospel, and Elvis rock for your listening pleasure this afternoon. All brought to you by KZSU and Lieutenant Rich Sinfio from the Department of Public Safety here on Stanford campus. Rich, why the Elvis gospel?
Well, I try to listen to that song, How Great Thou Art, especially the live version, at least once a week. It helps keep me centered. It's also a good reminder for the great country that we have where anybody can choose any religion that they want to choose. That's just one of the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And I love that song in particular. I believe it's the Stamps Quartet, if I remember right, singing harmony with Elvis. And it's just a wonderful song. He won a Grammy for that, I believe, in 1970.
And before that, Israel, and I don't want to try to mispronounce his last name, but that famous version of one Over the Rainbow, coupled in with What a Wonderful World It Is, Louis Armstrong's. Yeah.
That song has a lot of meaning for it. First of all, it's a very positive, upbeat song. My mother, Bev, introduced me to the Macaha Sons, who are still on tour. I would highly suggest that you see them. Israel used to be a member of the Macaha Sons, and of course, he has since passed on. But what a great ukulele player, great singer. And then also sandwiched in there was Elvis Presley, Don't Be Cruel. What I love about that song, that was a turning point for rock and roll. It was Don't Be Cruel that Elvis sang with the Jordanaires on the Ed Sullivan Show. And at the end of that song, they filmed her from the waist up because of all the controversy. And what had happened was Mr. Sullivan said, called Elvis back to the stage and said, I want the nation to know this is a wonderful young man. And it was at that point, because there was a lot of controversy, that things turned for Elvis and really took off at that point.
Quite a depth of musical knowledge coming from a mere police officer, a lieutenant on the force. But Rich, let's touch on this. You're an avid songwriter.
Well, yes,
I do. Let's talk about this a little bit. You haven't been published yet, but I think maybe just because you haven't sent it, your songs haven't gotten to the right folks. But you've been writing songs for how long?
Oh, about 25 years.
You
at least
must have quite a book stacked up, huh?
I do, and I've worked with a partner from time to time and put some things down on very rough tapes. I find it's a nice creative outlet, and it's a good way to express things. I've written some for my family and written some for my friends as well.
Have any of them been performed?
No.
So they're kind
of. I don't know if I have the stomach for that.
Well, and then again, they could be performed by someone else too. But
sure.
What do you plan on doing in the future as far as the songwriting aspect of your life?
Well, I always write. I try to write a couple a week, and so what? Someday when I have the time, I want to try to pursue it further and see if something can come out of it. Hey, if anything, I'm already satisfied because it's a nice creative outlet. It's nice to create something.
Might there be a lounge gig in Rich Sinfio's future?
Just sitting in the audience.
You know, they
all
got a Holiday Inn right across the street from the campus here, man. There's a lounge in every one.
Yeah, I know there is. I try to stay out of that.
Double duty, man. Rich, I want to thank you so much for coming on. If people want to get a hold of you for your law enforcement work or for your songwriting or for especially for your songwriting or for your song picks today or anything, how could they do that? How could they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at rsinfio, and that's spelled C-I-N-F-I-O, at stanford.edu. If anybody out there has any questions about home and building security, neighborhood watch, which the police department offers, I can put them in touch with Bill Larson as well.
Great. Rich, I want to thank you so much. And what are we going out with?
We're going to go out with a great song, Red Hot Chili Peppers Snow. This is dedicated to my friends at St. Carl's Police Department.
All right.
Decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. I got your hey. Listen what I say, oh, oh. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on. When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside. Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need, all that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say. The more I see, the less less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow, privately divided by a world so undecided, and there's no channels that have broken down. Now you bring it up, I'm gonna ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe what we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your hey, oh, listen what I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow, privately divided by a world so undecided, and there's no.
And there's nowhere to go. I'll say it again.